You know, we got J.D. Scott coming up. You know, J.D. Scott spelled backward is quality programming. Everything this guy touches and he's involved in is a great show, and I look forward to talking with him in just a moment.
Well, let's let the listeners know, of course, he is a member of one of the most prominent and promising, too, I think, from a future success standpoint, the Scott Brothers. They are absolutely everywhere, and you can see him as a star of All American Amusement Parks on the Great American Country Network and, of course, Property Brothers at Home on HGTV. And he's calling us from home. Wow, right? Where he's at. JD, welcome back to Chicago and WGN.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, first off, thanks for taking time out. And now, did you have to back away from the table and say, okay, everybody, family, mom, dad, brothers, I've got to go make a call. I'm needed in Chicago?
I did, actually. And I, as you know, I'm a little late. I was supposed to talk to you about a half hour ago. But dinner is still going on right now. I think they're into dessert. So I am skipping dessert for you guys.
Nice.
Thanks for the sacrifice.
And for those people that know, of course, JD's in reasonable shape. So you don't have to do that. You know, everything in moderation. Go ahead and enjoy some dessert. So I know that the listeners were excited. They were texting in and they were calling about what is a Scott family Christmas like. You know, on television, you know, they see you guys. You guys obviously have a great and fun, loving relationship with, you know, with your family and with your friends and with the pets and stuff. But when it comes to a big holiday like this, how do you guys do it?
Well, that's just it. We're all about family, and this is the time of year when that really is amplified. We come together in Las Vegas. The whole family's here. We celebrate on Christmas Eve and through Christmas Day. So that's what we've been doing for the last, like, 2 days, is just, you know, really involved family time and lots of games, maybe a few drinks, you know, how it goes.
We were worried. We knew that it wasn't too late. Sometimes, you know, when we do some of the later shifts, you know, people can just get sleepy depending on the time zone. But on a recognized and guaranteed celebratory day like Christmas, we were hoping that you didn't just, you know, have too many cocktails or glasses of fine wine at dinner.
This is my typical Christmas. Get up early, do the whole gift thing, have a breakfast. Then I have a nice long nap for about 3 hours.
There it is.
And then get up and do the whole evening festivities, yeah.
So now, are you guys all at the home that was featured on television? Is that where you guys are celebrating tonight?
Yeah, that's where we do the whole family thing, because there's a lot of room here. My parents have a house just off the main house, and so we do the celebrations here. But I obviously live in Vegas, too, so it's not far for me to go.
Well, weather-wise, you know, we're kind of rivaling you here in Chicago. We haven't – it's talked about it earlier that it isn't necessarily a brown Christmas. Sometimes, you know, when we don't have snow, it's kind of a brown, kind of dead Christmas. It's absolutely green. I mean, it's like 50, 60 degrees. It's been crazy weather-wise.
Yeah, it's pretty brown here. It's the desert. But I actually have a special guest with me right now. Drew just walked in.
Nice.
Yeah. Terrific.
I have all the dirt on JD if you really want it.
So you're on the air with Chicago right now.
Hey,
WGN.
We were just talking about Chicago this morning.
Now, when are you guys all going to get out to Chicago? And I want to tell you, we had John Taffer on earlier, and he was talking about the bars in the Chicagoland area are successful even when the team isn't. But we'd love to get you guys out to Wrigley Field to do like the seventh inning and a first pitch and enjoy some of this resurgent Cub team.
No, that'd be awesome. We were asked to throw the first pitch for the Yankees. So if we want to do it with you guys first, then we'll just stick it to them and be like, take that. I'd love to. Let's wait till the weather warms up.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, the season has to be going. It wouldn't be that great if there's no one, you know, no one in the stands. Now, you guys living in Vegas.
Yeah, that's perfect. Depends on my pitch. Yeah.
Now, for you guys, you know, growing up, you guys grew up in Canada, correct, before you moved to Las Vegas. Of course, the weather is so how is that whole Christmas feel? Because I know in times when I've gone to like warm weather destinations during Christmas, being from Chicago, it's just kind of weird for me.
That's a great thing about being in an area that has all four seasons. You get that true Christmas feel around December. You don't get that in Las Vegas. We have to kind of decorate everything up. You don't get the snow, that's for sure.
But we left. I mean, I never liked the snow, the cold. Neither did JD or Jonathan. And so I actually enjoyed going away. If I want to go somewhere with snow, I'll go for a couple of days for a weekend, somewhere I don't have to drive in it or live in it. And then I'll leave and go back to warm weather.
Although I will say this, I did hear that it was there were some flurries in Las Vegas last night.
That's true. Yeah, there was.
Yeah, we heard that in the news a little bit earlier tonight. There was nothing stuck to the ground, but there was snow, which is more than we could say for Chicago right now.
Are you sure that wasn't just promotion for the latest David Copperfield like trick? It's like, I'm going to make it snow.
It was magic. It was an illusion.
But I will say for us, though, it's the family side of it. Whether we had snow or not, for us, it's the getting all of us together. Our parents are here. All of us are together. JD's girlfriend, my girlfriend, we're all here. So that's what matters to us.
I like to get them together just so that I can give them the news that I'm cutting them off. I'm no longer going to.
Come on, you guys. You guys got to.
JD's getting cold for Christmas.
You guys got to stick together. Of course, we're talking with Drew and JD Scott. You know them from Property Brothers at Home and Property Brothers. And guys, are you surprised? You know, it's one thing to have a successful career on HGTV, but we loved Duff Goldman is a good friend of mine. And I love the commercial that you guys did with the sweaters. But that you guys are expanding beyond the home improvement realm and becoming completely mainstream stars.
Well, the big thing, JD, Jonathan, and myself, we all come from other backgrounds before we even got into real estate. I mean, myself, I'm an actor. Jonathan's an illusionist. I mean, JD does everything under the sun. We got into real estate as a way to fund our creative endeavors, and it just so happens that the show took off and people started to know us for that. So it's nice that we can expand back to other areas that we're known for, whether it's travel, whether it's something in food, whether it's sport. I mean, I played in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game a couple of years ago, which is something people did not expect to see.
Wow.
It's those kind of things that we really enjoy doing.
I think Drew is just name-dropping there a little bit.
Yeah, I was in,
now, are you saying you attended the NBA All-Star Game, or you were
playing the celebrity game?
Nice.
Oh. I was the first celebrity that was not an ex-NBA player that hit three-pointers. I hit two threes in the game. So who knows? If I play again... maybe I'll be able to up it. Maybe I'll dunk on Shaq or something.
I'm going to ring out his crazy and tell you that Jonathan actually, his team beat Drew's team. So.
Yeah, yeah. I won the Shooting Stars Challenge.
Oh, so now here's the thing is that you guys are all together and super family oriented, but you guys are so competitive. Were you guys always this competitive?
You know what? I am not actually competitive. I enjoy watching them compete, and then I just kind of I pipe in every so often. And
No. What JD enjoys, because I'm the most competitive person you'll ever find on the planet, and I love to compete, especially against Jonathan. JD likes to be like the guy in the wings pulling the strings. He's sort of, what was it, the puppeteer?
Yes.
Yeah, he likes to manipulate each side to screw us over and then laugh at our fails.
Yeah, I like to throw wrenches in every so often. If someone's doing very well. Yeah, we'll take care of that.
JD, I got to tell you, that's
for a wrench in me.
No, safety first. But I got to tell you, that's the best place to be in is like the puppeteer, the mastermind over all of it. I think that's probably an enviable position.
It's not bad. I think he likes that. I, on the other hand, don't mind being the grunt down there on the ground doing all the competitive work. I'll be the gladiator.
Well, we're just about to start filming Brother versus Brother the next season, and that's my role on Brother versus Brother. That's what I do.
Just to stir up the pot, right?
So where
stir the pot.
So first off, like, where do you guys see it going? I mean, how many more shows? Because you guys have so many hit shows on HGTV, and then of course you guys do all of the guest shots on all of the other shows. Do you guys see that, or have you guys masterminded like a perfect vehicle to kind of break out and showcase all of your talents?
Well, I think that it's all about diversifying when it comes to this stuff. You don't want to be stuck or pigeonholed into one area. So we do have other things that we're branching out into. Jonathan and Drew just released a book.
Yeah, we have. I mean, it'll release actually in April, but we did a pre-sale on the book. We have a lot of stuff on the go. Our Scott Living Furniture and Decor is out, but also our production company, we produce shows that we're not in as well. And we have stuff we're developing, which we'll be announcing in the new year for travel, food, social experiment, competition. Yeah.
I think we're
in like seven shows right now altogether. But that doesn't include the ones that we produce.
What we actually do, we're taking radio hosts from Chicago for social experiment. We're putting them in a room, locking them in together, and we'll see who will eat who first.
Oh, boy.
Perfect.
I've got an appetite, and I'm also competitive. I will survive, and I will be well fed. I'll just tell you that right now. Well, guys, I want to let you get back to your Christmas. I can't thank you guys enough for jumping on the phone and talking with us here in Chicago. But let people know where they can kind of keep up with all your adventures and be the first ones to know about some of those new projects like the cannibal one.
Yeah, make sure you follow us online. So we're on all the regular social media. I'm Mr. JD Scott. He's Mr. Drew Scott. Jonathan is Mr. Silver Scott. And we post up every day.
Yeah, and you can also check out thescottbrothers.com on the website, thescottbrothers.com. We have information on anything we're doing, whether it's new shows or whether it's something like when JD went to with World Vision to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. We have all the info and all the fun.
God,
what don't you guys do? That's pretty amazing. Unbelievable.
It was a busy year. We had a big year.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing is America is having a big year along with you because they're loving everything that you guys are doing. And so thanks so much for all the entertainment that you're providing us. And it's great to talk to you. And thanks so much for joining us here on WGN.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having us. And thank you to all the fans.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry
thanks. Christmas. Thanks, JD. Thanks, Drew. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow, that's great. Wow, the Property Brothers, like,
unreal.
So many things they can do. They're all over the place. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to wrap it all up. It's Dane Neal here for The Download on 720 WGN.